So, how you doing, first of all?
Oh, I'm good, Petra. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You know, first of all, let me just say, you know, thanks for all the help that you've given us in making all of our products accessible and reaching out to the blind community and that sort of thing. You know, it's we probably wouldn't have, you know, done it had it not been for you. So, you know, everybody who's listening out there owes you a big debt of thanks for pushing us along to you know, make the effort and do the right thing here.
Thank you. I need to ask you some questions now. Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
Okay. Who is Bill Dettering?
Well, I'm Bill Dettering. I'm 48 years old. I'm the founder of Appliant Technologies. I've kind of been a serial entrepreneur all my life. And I started my first software business while I was still in college at around when I was like 20 or 21. And this is my fourth business. I had a little stint with a real job for a while working for some other people, but I kind of realized that I'm a lot better suited towards running my own thing. And you know, I've been lucky to, you know, hook up with some really great people from Appliant and, you know, being able to make some great tools that lets people record streaming media and that sort of thing. So, I don't know, I'm 48 years old. I've got two kids. I live in San Francisco.
All right. And you're the chief executive officer?
I'm the CEO and founder, yeah.
All right. My next question is, can you describe some of your main software applications for the new users?
Yeah. I mean, so basically what we do is our business revolves around capturing anything you can see or hear off the internet. So if it's video or audio, we have a variety of tools that let you capture it and save it on your PC forever. So, for example, we have, I mean, for the blind community, Replay AV is probably our most popular product, and that's actually something I wrote myself. And what Replay AV does is sort of like a TiVo for the radio. What you can do is we've got a guide of radio shows and radio stations. You can go through it. You can pick out whatever show or station you want to record and put it into recording lists. And when that is broadcast over the internet, Replay AV will go out and record the show, save it to an MP3 file. If you have an iPod, it can transfer it to that. You can burn a CD for you. And it can also record several different things at a time. So if you've got, you know, two or three radio shows that are all at the same time, you can have Replay AV record three at once, which is kind of fun.
That's one of the best features that I like. And you call it stream capture.
Yeah, we call it stream capture. So basically, with Replay AV, there's two different ways to record. One is something called stream capture, where you go right to the server and capture the bits and bytes of the audio feed. And the other one is called audio recording or analog recording, where you're basically capturing anything that comes out of the speakers. So between those two methods, Replay AV can capture just about anything out there. And you can either listen live, record as you're listening, or have it record on a schedule for you. So if you're out and about, it'll tune into your show, record it, save it, convert it, and you can listen to it whenever you want. So some of the other products we have, our other popular program is something called Replay Media Catcher, which is basically all about capturing anything on demand on the internet. So while Replay AV is really good at capturing stuff that you schedule, Media Catcher is really good for stuff that you could click to listen to. So video clips, audio clips, music, that sort of thing. It's really easy to use. Just click on it, open it up, and it'll save your audio or video file for you. We have another one called Replay Video Capture, which I don't know how many of your listeners are going to be not blind, but I guess I'll talk about it quickly anyway. Replay Video Capture lets you mark a region of the screen, and you can basically any video that plays off the internet or anywhere else, you can capture with Replay Video Capture. Doesn't matter if it's protected or not. As long as you're recording for your own personal use, you can capture it with that. Replay Music is basically an audio recorder for music, and this one's kind of fun. If you have a playlist of songs that you get off the internet or a music subscription service or anything, you just basically open up Replay Music, click record, play those songs. Replay Music will figure out where the songs start and end. It'll make an individual MP3 file for each song, and then it uses a little bit of magic to actually figure out what the song is. We use something called a fingerprinting database, where it uses the wave data in the audio file to match up the artist and song title and album, and it puts that information into the MP3 file for you. So it's kind of a nice way to discover new music and figure out what it is that you've recorded and listen to. And then our other important one is Replay Converter, which is basically a file converter. So if you record something off the internet and you want to turn it into something else, let's say you're recording something off of YouTube and you want to make it into an MP3, you can use a Replay Media Catcher to save that, and Replay Converter will make it into an MP3. Replay Converter also makes DVDs if you're you want to build DVDs from the internet media, and it's really powerful, it's really fast, and it's super easy to use. So that's basically the highlights of the stuff that we offer right now.
Okay. Let me add, for the blind users, you can use Replay AV8. You also can use Replay Converter and Replay Media Capture and Replay Music. All those programs work with the screen reader. As for the Replay Video Capture, I did not find it that accessible.
Yeah, that makes sense, because it's primarily a video only tool.
Yes. My next question is, are you going to come out with any new products down the road?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking to first of all improve what we have. You know, the world of streaming media changes a lot, and sometimes there's a new protocol or a new format or something like that comes out, so we're always trying to stay on top of that. And then some of the other things we're trying to do down the line is we're getting a little bit into privacy, so we're thinking about doing something that lets you, when you recorded something, you'll be able to convert it, or not convert it, encrypt it, so that only you can access it. There's a lot of applications like medical, for example. If you've got recording a surgery or something like that, there's a lot of privacy laws around that, and being able to have a little bit of layer of protection on there is something a lot of people want. So we're looking at doing that, and we're also looking at doing some more things with our music fingerprinting technology I talked about earlier, where, for example, have something that goes through your collection of MP3 files and figures out what they are. Lots of times people's collections are not tagged properly, or it might be you've ripped a friend's CD and you don't know what the music is on there, and this program would help you do that. So those are a couple of things that we're looking at in the not too distant future.
Okay. You said earlier you are a programmer. How hard was it for you to make Replay AV 7 and 8 more accessible with my help? Was it hard to understand the issues?
No, it's not really that hard. It's usually when you're making software, you sort of, at least the way I do it, maybe that's not always the best way, but you kind of do what you need to do to make it work and look right. And when you're making software accessible, when it looks right to a sighted user, oftentimes underneath that, blind people have no idea what's going on. So the basic thing you need to do when you're building accessible software is just make sure your buttons are labeled for the most part. And if you have, hover text where you're putting the mouse over a button and it describes something, it's always good to have that everywhere. And as long as you have everything labeled and you kind of use the standard Windows controls, it's really not that hard to do. And again, having someone like you helping us out and testing it and using it in real life without looking is really helped too. So yeah, it's not that hard, but it's nice to have some help.
Before I met you, had you had anybody else beta test your software, blind users?
I think you were the first.
All right. And when I sent you an email, you know, not knowing that you would reply back to me, what made you reply to that email the very first time?
Well, I think, you know, when you're running a business, there's a couple of things that you try to do. You know, one thing you try to do is if there's a market opportunity you haven't thought of, you know, a lot of times we get our best ideas from our customers. And, you know, when you wrote us, it's like, yeah, you know, it's what he says makes sense, is that, you know, Replay AV is really a great thing for blind users. And it didn't seem like it, you know, take that much effort to sort of open up this whole new marketplace of, you know, people that can enjoy the products. You know, and then the other thing you do is when you're running a business, there's sort of a social contract, and above and beyond just, you know, making as much money as you can, you know, you want to give back to the world at large. And, you know, I mean, the blind community isn't a huge community, but there's still a lot of people out there, and, you know, it really makes a bigger difference for a blind person to be able to use our software than maybe for somebody that has, you know, other options as far as consuming media and that sort of thing. So, you know, just as far as a doing the right thing kind of an angle went to, it made sense on that level. So that's why we replied.
Okay. Thank you. My next question has to do with Internet Explorer 8 and Windows 7. Are you currently maybe beta testing those with your programs? Are you finding some issues, or, you know, with the sound?
As far as we have one person here that's installed Windows 7, and so far there hasn't been any issues with it. You know, what they've told us is that it's going to be, you know, backward compatible with Vista. You know, when Vista came out, you know, some of the audio recording technologies that we were used to using no longer worked, so we kind of had to develop some new stuff. And actually, in the long term, it's been better because, you know, with previous to Vista, you had to kind of muck with, if you're recording audio, you had to find out what audio recording line you had. You know, there's some like wave out and microphone and SPDIF and some really weird things, and it wasn't just automatic. And in Vista, there's kind of some nice ways of just saying, okay, just give me the audio, and I don't care where it comes from, but this is what I want. And as far as we know, that, you know, Windows 7, you know, at least in its current form, is backward compatible with Vista, so we don't anticipate any problems with it.
How about with IE8? When, you know, sometimes you get that tuner, the tuner that pops up.
Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue either. I don't know if we've specifically tested that with Windows 7 and IE8. But, you know, Microsoft's been pretty good about maintaining backwards compatibility with that as well. And again, with the tuning and Replay AV, you can use sort of our built-in tuner, or you can have it just open a browser window, and Windows will find the best program, whether it's Windows Media Player or IE or Real Player or whatever, to do it. So there's always sort of a backup way to tune.
Okay.
So,
I've noticed that here. Are you planning to do any new partnerships like you did with YouSendIt a while back?
Well, we're doing one thing with Ask.com right now. We have a toolbar program that's sort of being sponsored by them. And it's sort of a basic audio-video capture program. It's not nearly as powerful as our retail stuff, but it's something that we're sort of experimenting with them. And, you know, initially it's going pretty well. You know, we always keep an eye out for partnerships that make sense. You know, there are some that are more work than others, and you never really know until you get into it. Yeah, it's just sort of backtracking a little bit. You were asking about new products. Another product we'll be developing is a Skype recorder, so you'll be able to record conversations like we're having now with an appliance, with our own appliance software. So And that's something we're doing in conjunction with another company, but it's going to, you know, have all the nice supply and stuff. And, you know, hopefully you and I can work with the developer and make that one accessible as well. So that's what we're working on.
I'm here to help you 100%, so let me know, okay?
Okay, absolutely.
Anything else you want to add before we end it here? I want to say thank you very much, okay, for giving us a chance and for listening.
Yeah, well, you're quite welcome. You know, I mean, you get a lot of the credit just for being so enthusiastic and persistent in the nicest possible way, and helpful. You know, just you've been great, just giving us whatever technical guidance we need, and sort of being our eyes, so to speak, as far as how it works for blind people. So, that's about it. Just, I think it's more of us thanking you at this point. So, thank you.
Thank you very much, Bill.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Petra. Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.